With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Legacy Celebration Service for Pastor Charles Stanley featured a lineup of notable pastors and musical guests worthy of his world-famous ministry career. The celebration for the former pastor, renowned television and radio preacher, and former Southern Baptist Convention president took place in front of a full auditorium at First Baptist Atlanta on Sunday night. The audience was treated to stirring gospel music performances from C.C. Winans, Greater Vision, and the Collingsworth family. Guest speakers included David Jeremiah, senior pastor of Shadow Mountain Community Church in El Cajon, California, and founder of Turning Point Ministries, Franklin Graham, president and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, and Anthony George, the senior pastor of First Baptist Atlanta. Jeremiah spoke of Stanley's monumental influence on future television and radio programs, but reiterated his most important ministry was to the local church. More than 200 Christians have been killed in terrorist attacks in Benue and Kaduna states in Nigeria since the election season ended in March. That's according to news reports and statements from religious freedom advocates. At least 74 people were killed in separate attacks in Benue in April, including an attack on mourners at a Christian funeral that killed 46 individuals, according to Reuters. The deaths followed attacks in early March that killed 88 people in an internally displaced people camp in Benue. That's according to Christian Solidarity Worldwide. The Nigerian government will change hands on May 29th with the inauguration of Bola Tinubu.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a piece in the Baptist Press Toolbox, Sam Rainer offers 8 ways you may be able to recognize your church is drifting from the mission. Here's a few of them. First, the chatter is all about people and not about Jesus. When people start talking about themselves without any mention of Christ, your church is not only drifting, the congregation is dangerously focusing inward. The percentage given to missions out of the budget is shrinking. Third, church leaders do not speak about the lostness of the nations. Fourth, new believers are perceived as disturbing the peace of the body. Fifth, there is more of a focus on the older generation than the younger generation. You can read the full piece from Sam Rainer in the Baptist Press Toolbox at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.